Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2655. When it comes to financial advice, follow the money, by Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. When it comes to financial advice, follow the money, by Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com. As the election year begins, there's a lot of concern about money and politics and how it can be used to corrupt politicians and buy votes. But politics isn't the only profession in which money can be a problem. The same can be said for financial planning, too. I remember when I first started my financial career. I chose to work at an investment firm that had a reputation for integrity among the large full-service brokerages. While I never experienced the company trying to dump poor investments onto clients out of their inventory, and they didn't have proprietary funds to push, I did notice that they focused exclusively on only 7 preferred mutual fund families. We only met with representatives from those fund companies and got rewards based on how much of those funds were sold. Selling a fund outside of the preferred families was frowned upon, even if it was arguably more suitable to a client's needs. It's not that the brokers I met there weren't honest, but they generally didn't have a financial background before coming to the firm and learned most of what they knew from training that was centered around how to sell those particular funds. For that reason, they may have believed they were doing the right thing based on what they knew. Several years later, after I left, the company was sued and had to pay $75 million for not adequately disclosing the fact that they were receiving extra financial incentives from those funds to sell them to clients. As I became increasingly uncomfortable with this arrangement, I decided to leave the firm and join an independent brokerage firm that was selling investments through several credit unions. The nice thing is that we were no longer steered towards any particular company, so I could try to find the best deal for my clients. However, there was still a conflict of interest in that I wasn't paid for recommending a product that I couldn't sell, like a no-load mutual fund. Since we were only compensated by commission, if I didn't sell, I didn't eat. Fortunately, I found several investment vehicles that I could sell with good conscience because I felt that they were worth the additional cost. But after a few years, they were closed to new investors. When I couldn't find adequate replacements, I decided to leave the commissioned brokerage world altogether and join a discount brokerage. There were several advantages of working at the discount firm. First, we were paid a salary, so I didn't have to worry about having to sell products to pay the rent. In fact, we didn't sell products at all. Instead, our bonus was paid on the revenue the company made on our book of business, which was largely a factor of how much assets we had and how many of our clients were paying a fee for advice of questionable value. While we weren't incentivized to push certain products, it was still tough to be an objective and unbiased financial planner. You can make a lot more money by convincing wealthy people to move money from other brokerage accounts and sign up for one of our advice services than you could by helping people budget and plan for retirement. In fact, telling a client to pay off debt or put money in a 529 plan or even their 401k could actually cost you money. My final stop before coming to Financial Finesse was at an independent fee-only registered investment advisor firm. Unlike my previous employers, the company had a fiduciary responsibility to act in the best interest of their clients. However, we were still compensated by gathering assets, because the firm's fee was a percentage of the assets under management. This presented the same conflicts of interest regarding sales versus financial planning. In addition, since we only worked with people who had a minimum amount of assets, many of the people who most needed our help didn't qualify for it. So how can you find a financial planner that doesn't have these biases? First, see if your employer offers financial planning or education as an employee benefit. If the planner is paid a straight salary, like at Financial Finesse, and doesn't represent a financial services company, you can get the best of both worlds: unbiased education and guidance for no cost at all. If you don't have this benefit and are just looking for some basic investment recommendations, you might be able to get some free advice from a discount brokerage. Just be aware that you'll have to pay a fee for more comprehensive financial planning. In that case, your best bet would probably be an independent financial advisor who charges either an annual retainer or an hourly fee. Keep in mind that objectivity is one of the many qualities to look for in a financial planner. The planner's education, experience, ethical standards, areas of expertise, personality, and accessibility are some of the other criteria to consider. One way to screen for the first three is to look for planners with the CFP credential, the most recognized designation in financial planning. You can search for local CFP professionals at letsmakeaplan.org. It's a good idea to interview at least three prospects to see which is the best fit for your needs and personality. Of course, don't forget to ask how the planner is compensated. Some planners may not see anything wrong with potential conflicts of interest, but as Upton Sinclair once said, it's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it. You just listened to the post titled, "When It Comes to Financial Advice, Follow the Money," by Eric Carter of financialfinesse.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Eric said a very important phrase in this article: conflict of interest. When you work with an advisor that only gets paid if you follow their advice, unfortunately, they have a conflict of interest. This is the main issue that I have with most of the 700,000 people who call themselves financial advisors. The way they are compensated means that most of us will never have access to unconflicted financial advice. Either they're making a commission on a financial or insurance product, or they're charging you AUM, or assets under management fees, which is a percentage of your portfolio. While they might tell you that they are a fiduciary, if you really think about it, The fiduciary standard pretty much doesn't exist due to these conflicts of interest. I don't think all financial planners are awful, and I will likely use one at some point, but I will only work with a flat fee advisor. Not fee only, not fee based, flat fee. I want to pay them for their time, just like my CPA or my attorney. Could you imagine getting your car fixed and the mechanic charged you a percentage of what your car is worth? Doesn't that sound insane? And yet most people don't blink an eye over AUM fees. The worst part about paying someone a 1 or 2% AUM fee is that most of the time, you aren't even getting comprehensive financial planning. You've essentially hired an investment picker for the accounts outside of your employer-sponsored retirement plan. If you want to dive deeper into this infuriating topic, check out the video titled, Are FIRE and Financial Advisors Incompatible? On the Economy Conference YouTube channel. And if you're looking for a flat fee advisor, check out the website hellonectarine.com. And that'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.